When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, just a quick reminder that if you haven't already, you should join us in the private Facebook group. We just hit 1,000 members, all sharing our personal journeys and helping each other get more out of life. And it's just frankly amazing. Head over to Facebook and search Tiny Leaps to request access. In this episode, I want to talk about squats. Grab that bar and get ready to go because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I want to talk about squats. Recently, I started doing a workout routine called the 5x5. You may have heard of this, but for those of you who haven't, let me explain. A 5x5 routine focuses on doing 5 repetitions of a workout 5 times. So, 5 sets of 5 reps. In addition to the basic workout, it focuses on a concept called progressive overload. Progressive overload is essentially just a fancy way to say that you go up in weight with each workout to ensure that your muscles are always being challenged, but you don't go up enough that it'll cause you to fail at the workout. So you go up by 5 pounds or so. And as you probably know, and if you don't, well, now you will, challenge for your muscles equals growth. Really, that's a good lesson for life in general. Challenge equals growth. But in this case, for your muscles, when they are being challenged, they are growing. They have to break down and build and repair themselves bigger and better. Okay, so I started doing this 5x5 routine that I found on a website called stronglifts.com. And I highly, highly recommend it. In the few short weeks that I've been going through this routine, I've seen incredible growth. I'm noticeably shaping up in terms of physique. I've gone up in weight on all of the workouts involved. And frankly, it's just a ton of fun with very specific goals to work towards each time. So again, check that out at stronglifts.com. Now, I don't know if this is the same for all 5x5 routines, but with this specific routine, it focuses pretty heavily on squats. You work out about 3 times per week, and each day starts with squats, meaning you go up 15 pounds in your squat each and every week. So just to clarify what I mean there, each workout, so let's say I'm working out on a Monday, like I did this morning, each workout starts with a 5x5 for squats. So you're doing 5 sets of 5 reps each just on squats. Now, you'll probably stay at the same weight throughout that entire 5, leaving you with about 25 squats done. And you do that at the beginning of every workout for your week. So if I work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, I would do it. Wednesday, I would go up 5 pounds in my squat and do it. And then Friday, I would go up 5 pounds in my squat and do it again. So I've gone up 15 pounds that week from the prior Friday. Now, so far, I've been able to hit my goal every single time. I'm sure that at some point that will not be the case and I'll start to hit failure, but that's okay. That's a part of the game. But it did get me wondering about the specific benefits of squatting. And that's when I found a great article on mindbodygreen.com about the subject. So the following is an excerpt from the article, Five Reasons to Do Squats Every Day. Quote, increase strength and power. Squats build strength and power in glutes, hamstrings, and quads, which are primarily stabilizers when moving on the field. The move also improves hip extension power, which is essential to increase vertical jump. Squats stimulate muscle-building hormones, which strengthen the entire body. Weighted squats will challenge the body to overcome a force and reap the anabolic benefits. End quote. So let's break that down really quickly. Essentially, what this is saying is that through doing squats, you are improving your overall explosive strength and power. So you should be able to jump higher, should be able to move faster. All right, let's jump back in. Quote, number two, get major definition in the legs and butt. Squats target the quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes. The basic movement is a fast way to build lean muscle, which results in tight, toned limbs. We know it's a myth that you'll bulk up by lifting weights, so don't be afraid to squat a challenging weight. Number three, improve mobility in hips and ankles. Bodyweight squats are a great way to increase range of motion in hips and ankles, which will reduce lower back pain and knee pain. It's a safe and effective way to improve mobility without taxing the joints. Number four, strengthen and tone the core. Performing weighted squats challenges the core to stabilize the body throughout the entire range of motion. The transverse and rectus abdominis are deeply engaged the entire time, resulting in a stronger, flatter stomach. A strong, solid core will also help prevent the risk of injury. And number five, improve posture. Whether you're performing a weighted squat or bodyweight squat, you'll be engaging the upper back, lower/upper trapezius and rhomboids to help stabilize the body through the movement. This strengthens the muscles responsible for proper posture. End quote. Now, my time getting into squats has been incredible so far. They've done a lot for me in terms of my physique, and frankly, they're just plain fun to keep pushing myself and working towards the next weight. But the one thing I want to leave you with is to make sure you take the time to stretch and to get yourself the time required to rest. Since squats, especially weighted squats, activate the entire body, they tend to also take a toll on your entire body. Proper rest, stretches, and nutrition will be important if your goal is to do it long term and reap the real benefits that can come from it over an extended period of time. Now, for me, I still need to get into the habit of stretching properly before and after, but as I go up in weight, it's becoming something I do simply because I can tell that my body needs it. So that's it for episode 166. Thank you for listening. And if you like the show, please remember to leave a review and to hit subscribe so that brand new episodes can be delivered directly to your favorite listening device. If you haven't already, head over to Facebook and search Tiny Leaps to join 1,000 other listeners in improving your life. And until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.